All right, question. What did you see that you don't see every day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
All right, so a couple years back, I was taking the bus from Tacoma up to Seattle to go do the Fremont Naked Bike Ride. And so first off, bus gets sideswiped twice by two other trucks, so bus has to pull over. And they're like, hey, we got to wait for another bus to come, but it's stacked up traffic. Thankfully, I had my bike on the front, so I go up to the bus driver. I was like, hey, can you let me off? He says, legally, I can't stop you. So he opens the door, let me out. Thankfully, my messenger bag had a 12-pack of Rainiers in it, so I ran on the shoulder from Pullmore RV all the way up to Seattle, just chugging beers. Finally get up to Fremont. It's time to get naked, have a couple more beers, strip down, do a couple laps. I sit down as the parade ends, still sitting naked, but I look over and I see this man. He's built like Santa Claus, but he's painted head-to-toe gold with the biggest dong I've ever seen in my life.
Oh.
This thing, I kid you not, was the size of a can of Monster. Flaccid. It's terrifying.
Terrifying gold penis.
Terrifying.
Oh,
so same as gold penis.
Did you say anything to him?
You could bludgeon a man to death with a thing.
Did you say anything to him? Like, dude, Jesus.
Oh, no, I was scared, but no.
All right, okay.
That's what you remember most from that.
Oh, yeah.
How long did it take
you to ride that? You know why he's doing that.
Yeah, same reason I would.
Yeah, exactly.
He's peacocking.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I mean, that guy loves the fact that you'd be naked.
Right.
How I wouldn't have painted myself, though.
How long did it take you to ride up to Seattle?
Shoot, from the exit Pullmore RV up through South Seattle, it's about 35 minutes.
That's not bad.
That's not terrible, man.
No.
It's almost the same as driving at that point.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, at the time, I was working as a bike messenger, so I had the stamina and speed.
Okay. Well, I've told this story before. You tell me if you think I'm wrong. It's about 3 or 4 in the afternoon. The parade starts at noon. It's way, way, way over.
Yeah.
Now, the party is still going on in Fremont.
Sure.
It's not on that main drag, though. It's not on 36. It's down below. It's kind of like down near by the canal. There's a guy in the Cafe Ladro. I walk in there to get like a coffee because I've had enough beer. I just need to get a little jump start, keep going through the afternoon and the evening. I go in there. I'm in line. I am behind this guy. He is still completely naked from the bike ride. I mean, hasn't... The only thing he's got on is shoes.
Right.
And he's ordering coffee. Don't you think after the race it's time to put the clothes back on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, I feel like the only spot to continue to be naked is over Gasworks where the ride ends.
Right, exactly.
Not in public, you know, it's like, yeah, you just throw some pants on, man.
Okay.
That's all right.
I just wondered, because that was early on in our existence here. So it's like, what is this guy doing? Like, I know it's a naked bike ride, but that's been over for an hour or so.
The bike ride's over, bro.
If I'm going to walk in and get a coffee, man, I'm not going to go dong out.
Yeah,
no, I mean, like,
I've seen a lot of those guys, too. Like, it's not that hard after the race. You've already been naked. Just put on a Speedo.
That's the most I'm
just put the genitalia away.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all we ask.
What did you see that you don't see every day? 206-803-ROCK.
Put the genitalia away, man.
You think if I had smart glasses, they'd pixelate it for me?
I don't know.
Like pre-programmed, hey, man, I'm going to Fremont on the solstice. Because can you pixelate penis? I like the boobs. Just pixelate the penis.
Yeah, naked people just like being naked.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like being naked, but not in a coffee shop at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
You ever tried it?
No.
Then you don't know Miles.
Yeah, Miles. Yeah. He doesn't even need a stir or nothing.
Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Hola.
Hola. All right. So, forewarning, this isn't my story. This is my safety officer's story. I work in construction, and he told it to me yesterday. He was working down at the convention center in Seattle a couple years ago, and this middle-aged MILFy woman just showed up at the job site all dolled up, wearing a trench coat, and then she just looked around and says, "Hey, boys," and flashed the entire crew, and she's totally naked, and then giggles and runs off.
All right. Okay.
Now, is this someone that you want to see naked?
Yeah, that is somebody that you want to see naked.
Okay, see, that never happened.
No,
that's awesome. People that flash you, I'm like, you are the last person I wanted to see, but thank you. Thank you for the eyeful.
Yeah, thank you for the flash.
That's awesome. Yeah, that never happens to us.
No, not at all.
Not my lifetime.
feel like there's got to be some bonuses to having a job like construction. That's one of them.
I mean, that's one of them. I don't know how often that happens, and that's fantastic.
Probably not a ton.
But if, like, a lot of the times it's like, I'll show you my boob. Like, I don't want to see your boobs, believe me.
Yeah.
Like, one woman that walks around here to...
Right.
Who you
oh, there's a difference between...
She'll be butt naked. She doesn't care. And, I mean, like, her confidence is through the roof. But nobody wants to see this.
Well, the naked part of town, we are kind of near it. I really believe it's First Hill is, like, the hot spot, and then it kind of bleeds into Capitol Hill. As far as just random nudity.
But I feel the difference is, First Hill, the person who's naked doesn't even necessarily know they're naked. They just happen to be naked. Where when I get more into Capitol Hill, like, they're very aware that they're naked, right?
There's a blur.
For First Hill, I'm like, yeah, they're naked, dude. Yeah. They don't know that they don't have
clothes on. Queen Anne can get a little wacky, but not that level of wacky.
Not like that, man.
No, it's a little bit more family than that, you know? So, like, First Hill, when we lived up there, that's probably the first time I've seen public nudity in a downtown environment.
On regularity, yeah, for sure.
You know, just like, what?
Yeah, I feel like there's always strangeness around hospitals, too.
Always. Well, they got pills, man.
They do, right? Because that one day I was walking to work, that woman, I was like, she's kind of attractive. And I'm like, why is she just in socks? And I walked by her. Yeah, and she goes, you want to see my boobs?
What did you say?
Well, I said, like, truthfully, I did.
Yeah.
But I could tell she was insane. So I said, no.
But don't you think you're... I thought that's more dangerous. You wanted to see her boobs. She's obviously crazy. My thought, this is just me. Same situation, she asked me. I say yes, for two reasons. One, yes, honestly, I'd like to see your breasts. But because you're crazy, even if I didn't want to see them, I'm still going to say yes, because I don't want to get stabbed with like a spork or something.
She didn't stab me, but I had to cross the street because she continually yelled a gay slur at me.
Because you didn't want to see her boobs?
Yes.
See there? You didn't want to see her boobs, then you got insulted.
No, oh, really?
Oh, it turned quickly.
Oh, huh. Right.
I just, when she asked me, there was just, it's right, it's 11:15 in the morning. There's a lot of people. We were right in front of a hospital. Like, I don't want to be the guy looking at crazy ladies' boobs on the street.
Sure. I want to be, but I would be.
It just seemed like something worse could happen if she was naked.
Yeah. I mean, but still, like, well, I got to go to work, but sure.
What did you see that you don't see every day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
Hey, I grew up in a small town, mountain town down in Southern California, and the San Andreas Fault runs through our town, and we had earthquakes quite often. Well, when I was about 15, I was in my front yard, and where we live, the streets either go up or they go down, so there's really no flat roads. Well, in my front yard, and I felt the ground start shaking. It's like, oh, we're having an earthquake. So I'm waiting it out. And pretty soon, down the hill, come in front of our house, I see this truck rolling down backwards about 25 miles an hour, and there's nobody in it.
Uh-oh.
And the ground is still shaking. And then following that is a Wiley Roadrunner-sized steamroller going down 25 miles an hour, bouncing with nobody driving it.
Jesus.
And then after that, it was about five guys running as fast as they can. I'm not sure what they thought they were going to do, but then I watched it go right past my house to the intersection, and then the truck went to the left and hit a big pine tree and just demolished the back end of it. Then the steamroller went to the right, heading right for my neighbor's house, and I thought it's going to go right through the front of their house and mow down all these trees because it's huge. And that thing, right before it gets to the front door, fell over on its side and stopped about 10 feet from their front door.
Wow.
And it's like, that wasn't an earthquake. It kind of was, but...
Well, I'm sure that the shaking either released the emergency brake on the vehicles or something, right? Top of the hill.
No, it was no earthquake. What happened is that steamroller had gotten loose and started rolling, hit the truck, knocked the truck loose, and then the guys realized both of those units were free with no drivers in it, and he went running after it.
So the rattling of the ground was from the vehicles, not an earthquake.
Exactly.
Damn.
It was I thought it was an earthquake because of how it started.
Well, and now, you said you lived on the San Andreas Fault, so how many earthquakes do you think you went through growing up, and what's the biggest magnitude one you dealt with?
The biggest magnitude... probably around six, and I probably went through probably maybe seven.
What was today in Mexico? Was it 8?
7.6 is what I saw. It could have gone up by now, right, but yeah, they were.
Our number's going to be up soon. It really is.
I mean, maybe. Who knows?
You know, I just think, we're going to feel something. right?
I'm sure. I mean, we're on a fault.
Yeah, exactly.
It's inevitable, but and I don't worry about it. It's
I don't worry. About it. I'm just saying, like,
the well, you should.
The number's going to
you're going to die. Yeah. No, but yeah, it was a 7.6 off the coast of Mexico, and gave the tsunami warning. It's closer to like Guatemala and all that.
Yep.